I'm Chick McGee, and we are off the air. That's right. Bob Schneider, BobSchneiderMusic.com. This is Money Onion. It's funky.
Do you think he's performed this live? We need to ask him.
I've seen him two or three times, and he hasn't done it when I've seen him. And I look at the set list of other concerts.
Okay. That's so great. I laugh every time.
Jess is here. Hi, Jess.
Hi.
There's Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Our guest today, comedian Greg Morton. Hi, Greg.
Hey, Chick, what's up? This is a laid-back me.
That's right.
I hear you're bringing the funk. I'm loving it. I'm digging it, baby. That's it.
Yeah, here it is. We've used this two or three times, actually, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby brother. I put a little Bootsy in there.
Bootsy Collins. A little Bootsy. Let me tell you why, baby, baby, why. I wonder where. Well, he's doing a little Bootsy, baby, baby, why.
Make my funk the P-Funk. I wants to get funked up.
Tear the roof off the sucker?
Yeah, yeah.
Parliament Funkadelic.
The roof off, you're going to tear the roof off the motherfucker.
Roof off the motherfucker, yeah.
All right.
That's right.
I don't know why. I think I would really enjoyed that time.
Man, it was the shit back then.
I was like five or so, I wasn't all really. Right. Yeah, but
the only funk you had was in your pants.
Yes,
right?
That's right.
You didn't have no funk.
That was good. It was the shit though back then.
Right.
I mean, people say, well, and this shit just got real. We need to say that every week. But yeah, that was a fantastic time. Looking back at this genre, thank
how
you,
old were you guys
of music
in
the 70s, right? Middle 70s. So I 18,
yeah,
just kind of out of high school. But I really wasn't into what I would call actual music until I saw the Woodstock movie in a theater, and The Who came out, and Pete Townsend played I think it was Summertime Blues, and he did the windmill thing.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, okay, this is, because up until then I was holding my cassette player with my little microphone recording the Partridge Family.
Are you serious?
I was just going to say that.
Absolutely.
What?
Like, that's what you listen to.
Yeah, Greg and I are practically the same age.
That's what I thought. Yeah, really close.
So did they have the Partridge Family in Canada and all
that?
Oh,
are you kidding me? That was a huge show.
They were just like a worldwide sensation.
Everybody
there had
the same haircuts and everything.
That's right.
Remember that?
Because David Cassidy had kind of the same haircut that Shirley Jones did.
Yeah.
It like
the shag.
The
was
shag
that the mother?
Haircut. Yeah, Shirley Jones was the mom. And
were
David,
they sleeping together?
I think there was a book written.
I heard yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I want to say that.
She was a bit of a cougar.
Before cougars were cougars.
Yeah.
So you got, I mean, to me, you're sort of defined by those years, your high school, and then if you go to college or not, either way.
Yeah.
Those are like when I got out of high school, grunge hit. So that's kind of me.
Yeah.
You know,
I love
Pearl
true.
Jam, Soundgarden, right. Alice in Chains.
Right.
You guys get out of high school and boom,
that's so much cooler. Both
that's
of you.
So much
cooler. All of you, all three of you, that's so much cooler. I got out of high school, it was like Tub Thumping. Do you remember that song?
Oh, Chumbawamba.
Yeah, that song was huge.
Sure.
Oh my God. What is
Limp Bizkit?
That?
Limp Bizkit.
I don't even say that name.
Okay.
That is a good drinking song, though. I get down. I get back down.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Oh, no, not I get knocked up. No, that's
I listen.
That's a much different
I don't know. I was into hip hop kind of back then. So
wow.
A lot of Tupac, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm only now like trying to get into to some of that.
What, that rap thing?
Yeah,
that rap thing.
That fantastic thing they're doing with their mouths. I don't know what's going on there. But
So what was it like, you know, out of high school for you, Greg? When, you know, was there parties every night?
I don't want to say in Canada, was that different? But I don't know why.
Well, for me it was because it was very regional. Like, I was in a very rural town.
Oh, okay.
You know, I grew up in Woodstock, but it was Woodstock, Ontario, Canada.
That sounds like such bad. Yeah, I grew up in Woodstock, Ontario.
I would say there were only like about two black families in the whole city, and that was about 29,000 people back then.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So how did your mom and dad settle in Woodstock, Ontario?
My dad was originally from there. My father was. And he met my mother out west in Western Canada. And my mother's whole family history, they came from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When the Jim Crow laws came in, I go, okay, we out of here. We're going to Canada.
Wow. Wow.
Came up through Oklahoma, went straight up to Canada. There was land available, and they got some land. And,
no kidding.
They settled in Western Canada. Yeah, I'm on my mother's side.
Hmm. And do you have siblings? Or
I have a sister,
mm-hmm.
Nanette. What do you want to know about her? Currently looking for employment.
Okay.
Been working on a novel for the past 15 to 20 years about our life history.
You know, I had a feeling I was innocently asking, but I had a feeling I hit a nerve.
When you stutter, someone asks you if you have a sibling, you go, I don't know if I'm going to answer.
No.
That I claim?
Gee, I try to keep her in the basement.
Yeah. See, I'm an only child. I don't have any sort of reference of like, that's your sister.
You are
love
so
her.
Lucky.
That's your sister. You love
I'm
her. That's
kidding,
my
I'm
brother.
Teasing.
I love him, but they irritate the piss out of me.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I sort of get
that's
that part.
That's probably one of the only relationships where you can love someone and hate them just as much in the same breath.
Yeah. Because there's opportunity for disappointment there, and like disappointment that you wouldn't have in any other creature on the planet, like you would be disappointed in your sibling, right, I guess?
Right.
Yeah, they're the only person in the world that has the exact same memories you do. I mean, pretty much growing up, they're going to have the same, And my brother's a lot better at blocking it out than I am, so we really don't have the same memories
anymore.
Was
there a lot to block out?
A little bit. Yeah, not anything.
Oh, this is interesting.
Well, actually...
Hang on.
We'll talk about it.
Who's running this show?
Actually, we're kicking it old school today. Because,
I did. I was hungry on the way here. I had to take a drug test this morning.
I had to take a drug test this morning.
Because I usually start my morning out with a kale juice anyway. Mm-hmm. But it's actually a kale smoothie. And
is the smoothie working?
I feel better. I feel
good. I mean the machine to make the smoothie. Is that working?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not working, but I just hold it down really hard so that it turns.
You know what'll happen?
I strip the gears kind of on the bottom. But it's one of those $500 blenders. It's a Vitamix.
How long have you had it?
Wow.
For about 2 years.
Mm, rich family.
But you have to switch it. No, we made payments.
How do you lay away a Vitamix?
They do that because
they're
so expensive. Yeah. The most expensive one is almost
$1,000.
And actually, my little brother lives with me, and he got it, and he was like, I got a Vitamix, $50 a month for the next year, you know, something like that.
And you know what she said? So, sweet.
I said, awesome. I'll use it.
I love the Vitamix.
But you have to replace the gears because it's like a small boat. The horsepower in this thing is ridiculous.
Well, you think they'd have the gears that could handle it.
They do. They send you new. I mean, they replace it. They
for
do
free.
That. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, have they done
that's
that?
What I'm aspiring to.
That would take work on our part, and we haven't done that.
A phone call? Is it tough to make
Probably,
a phone call?
Yeah.
What was that one thing you bought, and you were supposed to return it for like 6 months, and I kept asking you if you'd returned it, and... I just finally gave up hope.
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff.
But it was only like a $40 thing.
I have like a stack of things in my closet, like for return. Tags still on them. Haven't returned them.
Anyway, Jess always eats on the podcast. A little something.
I just always find something fun.
Today,
but so I stopped at the gas station.
Kicked it old school.
Yeah, this is when I was growing up, my mom would take us to the gas station for dinner. And I would get, I know, true story. But you know what? When I carried this out and I had these three items in my bag, I felt a little warm and fuzzy inside. As silly as it is, it's my memory, as white trash and awful as it is. But they didn't have Chocola at the gas station, so I had to settle for Yoo-Hoo.
Yoo-Hoo. Chocola's hard to find.
What about a roller dog? Did you get a roller dog?
No.
Okay.
We were vegetarians at the gas station, so we got
really?
Yoo-Hoo. Funyuns and a whatchamacallit. This was my signature dinner.
Yeah.
Wow, whatchamacallit.
Called whatchamacallit.
It really is,
There's everything's in there, though. That's why they called it a whatchamacallit.
It's the crisp. I like the Nestle
the
Crunch. I like the crunch that's in there. So I brought this, and I have Funyuns.
So, Greg, did they have candy bars in Canada?
That's what I wanted to say! Now, in Canada, do you have candy bars? I mean...
The big one, I think we had different candy bars than you did. Like, we have Smarties. You guys don't have Smarties.
Oh, we have Smarties.
You do now?
Sweet Tarts.
Really?
Sweet Tarts, kind of?
Smarties.
They're like little sugar sugar discs, multicolored.
Or is it a chocolate?
They're multicolored, but there's chocolate in the middle.
Oh, no.
We call those sixlets.
No, right. Those are sixlets.
Wow.
No, sixlets are round.
They're all chocolate.
They're, like, they're not discs.
See, everything's different.
Well, I don't know. Have a look. And then there are...
What am I, a candy expert? Look for yourself. Anyway.
Big Turk. Did you guys have that down here?
A big what? Big... Well, after these Funyuns we'll, and the kale juice, we'll let you know.
The Big Turk. It was, oh my gosh. It's kind of a jellied candy, like almost like a gummy bear. Center,
okay.
But covered in chocolate. Delicious.
No way.
Really?
Oh, I my love God. Gummies. You know what? I should bring some down.
You should.
I will.
Is it legal to ship them?
Are you
between countries?
Do that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about
I
that.
You can't.
Right? You can't get the food down here.
So a chocolate covered jelly is a Turk.
Well, this one was called a Big Turk.
Big Turk. Okay. Okay, the size is irrelevant.
See, but that says everything you need to know about the difference between Canada and the United States. There's no way something named a Big Turk would have lasted in the United States for any time at all.
So, we, the Big Turk Society, are quite offended by that name.
Oh, that's funny.
The Big Turk, I like
it. What about Crispy Crunch? Did you have that?
I think that's a
Nestle Crunch.
Crunch.
Yeah. Okay, you do have that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Right. Cadbury stuff? You have Cadbury stuff there?
Right. Yeah.
That seems Canadian.
Yeah, that's it. Does.
Not in a bad way.
Is it Cadbury English?
It just seems
company?
A little bit more fancy.
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I associate fancy with Canada.
They seem all fancy up there.
They're all fancy. You know what I think of, though, when we talk about Canada? The first thing I think of is that horrible, awful, and I don't mean horrible, awful like it was bad, but the story is horrible and awful, that documentary we watched about that doctor in Canada.
Oh my goodness, yes. The doctor who was killed by his girlfriend, but she was pregnant. And what's the name of that?
I don't know. I was trying to think of it, but it's really
a wonderful documentary. Get on that.
Sounds great.
The grandparents raised the child and...
Right. And his best friend, after he got killed, he decided to make this documentary to introduce the unborn son to the father that was killed by the mother.
Right.
Oh, yeah, and it's
touching.
It turns into
a whole nother movie. It doesn't end up being for the son because
you get the you might have the opinion that the woman was not all well and
no, she was not all well. Do you want to know how that ends?
Yeah,
she jumps off a cliff with the baby. Yeah.
Wow.
So much for a funny podcast. Sorry.
A letter to Zach or something?
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. Something like that.
How come I don't know about this?
I don't know, but it was Canadian.
There.
Because they kept using words like province and Prince George and is that right?
Letter to Zachary.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll look that up when I get back home.
Yeah.
See, my perception of Canada is it hasn't changed in 50 years.
Now, that is not true.
Okay.
It has changed a lot.
Okay.
Has it really?
Greg's hair has changed.
I think it's grown. It's grown quite considerably.
Well, I'm sure the people...
Greg's hair has changed.
Yeah.
That's the biggest change in Canada.
Greg Martin's hair. But that would be a news story on Canadian...
His hair?
Television. It's so... Canadian television. The one big difference between our country and yours, the Canadian nightly news is so laid back and so calm... And there's
really?
No,
it's
you
not
know,
negative.
In our country, what you have in your kitchen might kill you tonight at 6. And in Canada, they're like, the loonies worth 2 cents more than the American dollar. We'll have that story.
Do they do feel good
stories? Have you ever been to Canada?
On the CBC. I've seen the newscast.
Getting rid of the penny. A lifelong tradition. Now gone.
But that was a big story when you guys got rid of the penny, right?
Yeah.
They don't have the penny in Canada anymore.
We're going to save $14
really?
Million. Dollars
How do you guys do
year?
Penny pitchers?
Yeah, if you're going to a bar and have a pitcher of beer.
Okay,
you're going to save $14 million. What's the budget on a yearly basis for Canada? Is that even a drop in the...
I feel like this is a horrible... We just sound like idiots right now.
No, hang on a second. What about the money that's made out of plastic? Isn't there some money?
There's the new 20s. Well, actually, all the new bills are being converted to plastic.
Really?
So if you go to like some of the European countries or Australia, they have them now too. They are plastic bills.
Really?
Yeah, so they don't have to print them as often.
Like a plastic bag? Or
There's plastic.
How thick?
There's plastic fibers in them, I think, to make the bills last longer. Is that right?
Or, yeah.
So they still kind of feel like
paper.
It'd
be a little thicker than this. Right?
A little
would have a little
than
more
a plastic bag.
That. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Very cool. I wish I had one to show you.
You don't have a 20? I'm sure things will pick up. My thing. So when did you start making noises with your mouth? And
when I was just a little guy, I would bleep, I think, for the flower. Hey, friend. Like, wow, Scooby. Just all the time, I would make little noises and voices and entertain at the back of the bus doing little skits.
And is Canada, the school system, do they have a bullying problem? It doesn't seem like they would.
Are you kidding me?
Really? Okay.
Oh, my God. All right. I used to run home from school every day.
Really? People lining up to...
Oh, yeah.
We're going to slap the funny sounds right out of him.
or were you? Is that what you did? Was that your defense back? You would entertain them?
Yeah.
They would either like you?
Yeah, and it was either make them laugh or run. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Do you have really, really strict parents? Or?
My parents were pretty strict. My mom used to say, "I will smack the black off you." That was one of her favorite expressions. Uh-huh.
My mom had one similar to that. "I'll smack you so hard your kids will feel it."
Or have you heard this one? "I'll slap you so hard you'll have to open your fly to spit."
Wow. You know, all of a sudden, I think I'm wrong on the violence in Canada. I don't know. Maybe they are the same.
No handguns.
That's true. There's like, 60,000 murders in the United States or something, and there's like 12 in Canada or some crazy thing.
Really?
Crazy thing like that, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy,
that's
though.
That's good.
Yeah.
I think Toronto last year, I think maybe it was like 50.
And how many?
For a large, 4 million.
4 million.
4 million, yeah.
City of 4 million.
Yeah.
See, what... How can you explain that?
Yeah.
You can't, and it's not for this podcast.
Yeah, that's probably true. We don't care.
Oh, yeah? Would your audience get upset over things like that? That sort of topic?
I don't know. I don't ever like to dive into the political part of it because it just seems like you know what? It's a selfish reason. I don't care if I hurt your feelings. I don't care if you don't agree with me, but I don't want to fucking go back and forth with you on Twitter about it. I don't care. I don't care what your opinion is. I don't care. You know, I know that's horrible, and and I'm open. I am open to listen to anybody's opinion that I care to talk to.
Well, do you get into Twitter wars with other people?
I don't. I mean, I used to be very.
Doesn't now.
I used to post a lot of political stuff, and I stopped because it's just the people that I'm arguing with are uneducated and I am because my daddy was, you know, there's really no other reason. So I'm sure I pissed off about half of you. I'm glad I didn't talk about it.
Well, that's true, because I remember when I did that Obama man on this show.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was that like opening up the gates?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Remember all the
Prepare
comments?
For the hate mail. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh,
that was a lesson.
There's not enough people in the world sending out positive. You know, it's not, you wouldn't be just flooded with complimentary tweets. Hardly. I mean, there are some, certainly, mm-hmm. but it seems like on Twitter especially, people try to get your attention. You
by being
suck.
An ass.
You
yeah.
suck. Well, a guy tweeted this morning about about the Bob and Tom show. It's like, this is the worst show I've ever listened to.
Why you like,
thanks.
I'm like,
what do you say?
Why would you, you ignore mm-hmm. it or you, I think he misspoke or mistyped a word. So I tweeted him back just kind of like, I wanted to tweet him back because I wanted to sort of say I don't care. And I thought it was a great show. So I don't know what he was trying to do, but obviously he was trying to get my attention and a tweet back maybe. And he got exactly right.
A lot of times people just want to, they just want to say something shitty so that you retweet them or respond and then all of your followers see them.
Right.
But you actually turn it around and you just retweet what stupid thing they said, put their ass on blast and just let your followers just eat them alive.
Usually that's members of your family though.
No.
Not complete strangers.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And what's your Twitter, Greg? So people can...
Yeah, that was a good setup, right? That was a good setup.
At Greg Morton Comic.
At Greg Morton Comic. Yeah. All spelled the traditional Canadian way.
Do you get requests for that Obama man now when you're at shows? Do people ask to hear it? I mean, that was
huge.
Yeah,
I did. I got somebody asked for that. They wanted to hear that, and they wanted to hear Mom Jeans.
Oh yeah.
You remember that song?
Yeah. Remember Mom Jeans. Obama man's on YouTube if you like to.
Yeah, that got huge.
Search it.
I mean, that
4.2 million.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Doesn't that just blow your mind?
Yes, it does, because I haven't seen a cent from that.
I know.
That is
I would
amazing.
Love to have that kind of money. And you know, we looked into it. There was a guy from Laughing Hyena Records, And I was going down to, he's out of Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. So I was on my way down there. He says, listen, I think we can make a little money off of this. Mm-hmm. I go like, hello, bend my ear.
Yeah.
So he says, listen, all we have to do is look into getting the rights to the music. Everybody wants money, right? So we record this song. He starts looking into it. The people who wrote Candyman sold the rights to Mars Candy.
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And you were
fucked.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
They took one look at it, went, nah.
Nah.
Nah. Yeah. No, we don't need that. Thanks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man. Wow.
All my dreams shattered, crushed.
So who makes the whatchamacallit? Is that Mars?
Oh, I don't know. That's a good question.
See how we tie everything in here?
Hershey's.
Or is that Hershey?
I don't know.
Nestle? What are the big candy bar company? I guess
Hershey's.
Mars, Hershey, Nestle.
Mars and M&M.
It's Hershey.
It's Hershey, yeah.
Cadbury. Oh, yeah.
Told you.
Yep, you're right.
How's Hershey doing anyway? Are they still doing well? Or what about Hershey, Pennsylvania itself?
It smells like chocolate. Have you ever been there?
Yeah.
It always smells like chocolate.
Always smells like chocolate.
And aren't there lights shaped like kisses?
Kisses.
Yeah.
That's silly.
All right, Jess is against that. Her Twitter is at Jess Hooker, if you'd like to.
I won't talk to politics, but I'll talk to you if your lights are shaped like Hershey kisses. I don't stand for that.
We were talking, the three of us, before we came in here.
No, we don't. Podcast. We don't talk off the air.
No, do you hang out with comedians from Canada, or do you have friends in the comic world?
What do you mean?
Or?
He's the only comedian from Canada.
It does seem like an unbelievably high percentage of people in Canada are successful comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the good people from SCTV. Jim Carrey's Canadian, isn't he?
Yep.
Jim Carrey, right?
Kids in the Hall.
Kids in the Hall are Canadian.
Yeah.
Second City in Toronto.
Howie Mandel. What's the guy from SCTV? All the cast.
Eugene Levy. Harold Ramis. Right, John Candy.
No way.
Marty Short.
Martin Short is from Canada.
Yeah. No way.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Jesus, I didn't know that.
Alan Thicke. Hilarious. He's from Canada. Isn't he?
Growing Pains?
Yeah. Alan Thicke. Yeah.
I didn't know that one.
His son's all right.
Robin Thicke?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the name of that song from Despicable Me? I love that song.
You do love that song.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird. No, I like him. I like and I like Robin Thicke. Mm-hmm. I love that show, Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. Well, why do you think you guys have a higher sense of comedy?
No guns.
That observational...
Because there's no guns.
Yeah.
They don't get stabbed earlier or shot earlier.
All of our funny people get killed off before they can...
Hey, you're not funny.
I think it's from being in that observational post, you know, being... We're kind of observers, right? We have
Yeah. Because you get everything from America, obviously.
Sure, we get the Canadian channels and the American channels. So,
do we get the Canadian channels?
Hell no. Maybe the border cities, Detroit might get Windsor.
I think CBC News is on somewhere on DirecTV, I think, or one of the satellite providers, I think.
It's under BBC News.
That's good news if I move here.
Are you thinking of moving here?
Yeah, I am. I'm thinking about it.
Really?
Why?
Yeah. Indianapolis?
I don't fit in up there, I don't think.
You don't feel like
it doesn't feel like home? Haven't you been there for
or do you feel like you're down here most of the time?
I'm down here so much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel more in tune with Americans than I do Canadians.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
So you don't have dual citizenship, but you have visas
you have to get
back when you go back and forth.
Yeah.
Is that like paperwork hell or
I'm going through it right now. It's
I'll let you know.
I am psychic as far as asking him things he doesn't want to talk
about.
Right. Has your sister ever been involved in any sort of paperwork with the Canadian government? I don't.
Have you or any members of your family been a part of the Communist Party?
I'm looking right at your sister. Yeah.
Mr. Speaker.
Well, where do you think you'd live if you moved down here?
What do you think, Minnesota? What do you think?
Minnesota. Come on.
Well, we want it to be warm
for you. I want to be around my peeps.
Oh, Atlanta. Okay, he wants to move to Atlanta. Oh, all right.
I don't know if he's Atlanta enough to move to Atlanta.
He talks funny. I'm thinking maybe Vegas. Both of my wife and I, we're going to check it out. We've got a trip coming up next month. In Vegas?
I'm told that Vegas is really, if you can not gamble, Vegas is an incredibly great place to live.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. I mean, it's reasonably priced. I mean, obviously.
Exactly.
It's very reasonably priced as far as evening entertainment. If you want to go out and do that other than gambling, I mean, the restaurants are all reasonably priced, and
it's not crazy
because they don't care. I mean, they're there for the gambling.
Yeah,
they want to get you in the casinos. Yeah,
and your wife can relocate. She's a very talented photographer.
She can relocate. She's married to me, so.
This is her business. I mean, her business.
This is how it's going.
That'll be new, right?
Her business is whatever her business is. I'm not really sure what it is now.
Oh,
no,
okay.
She's a photographer right now. Presently, she's working on a new business, which I'm not supposed to talk about.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we're keeping it going by talking about shit we don't talk about.
Obviously, it has something to do with Greg's sister. So that's fine.
And whatever. The government authorities, the paperwork.
Yeah.
You know how much it cost me for my visa? It's like close to $5,000.
Wow.
You have to pay for the visa?
Yeah, well, I've got it. Well, there's paperwork. I get a lawyer. He does all that. He sends it in.
Oh, okay.
It costs about $5,000 to do
no
it.
No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding.
What's the interest rate?
What?
No, it's not a visa.
Oh,
credit card.
Sorry.
It's
23%.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That sounds right.
And I have to get a special O-1 visa, which is for... special entertainers with special abilities or clowns.
No, it doesn't say that.
Yeah,
oh
clowns.
My gosh.
Yeah.
Entertainers with special abilities or clowns.
Yeah.
Clowns.
It's like a clown. There's a clown clause. I don't know what it is. Clown. I don't know. Some kind of Cirque du Soleil thing. I don't.
That's not why you're growing your hair out, is it?
Here's the thing. I'm not that special of an entertainer enough, but I can go clown if I had to. I could go clown. Oh, my gosh, Greg. I had no idea. I mean, I knew it was complicated and whatever. And you've lived there for 50 years?
What, for my...
In Canada?
In
you've
Canada?
Lived all your life? Yeah.
Yeah, I've been in the States, for the odd year or so.
Okay.
My wife went to New York Law School.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yeah, so we spent some time in New York, and we also spent some time in Los Angeles as well.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So...
All right.
Yeah, so we'll just make our way around to all the different.
So how do you as husband sell her on Vegas?
Hey, baby, we can get fucked up, you know.
Every night of the week for like a nickel. So
that's all it'll take.
All right.
She's warm weather, right?
Okay.
Right. Number one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think she's pretty hot on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Liking that, digging that, yeah.
Well, for you, you can fly out of Vegas to go anywhere, right? I mean, it's such a hub, if you will.
That's right.
Yeah.
Number two, Target.
Okay. They have a Target. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have a Target?
My wife has Target.
You don't have a Target? You have
That's so funny. Those are the two. That would sell me on anything.
Right.
It's
right?
warm and there's a Target.
Right.
Okay, next question. Is there a Starbucks in that Target?
Yeah.
That's what I need to know. That's what
she
I need to
know. She does love Starbucks and Target. That's true.
Canada's finally getting Target this year.
Wow,
as
really?
Of this year.
And you're going to move out.
Yeah.
And you're leaving.
Go figure.
That's funny.
See, everything is different in Canada. It's amazing.
They resisted Target. We put them up in every little town.
We've totally embraced them. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
So what's your wife like? Is she your yin to your yang? I mean,
she's hilarious.
Yeah, okay.
Is she really?
She should be here.
Okay.
No, she should.
No, she's pretty quiet. She's more quiet. Like you said, your yin to my yang, or whatever you yang to
I don't know.
Whatever you said. Whatever you said.
Yinged and yanged,
And she's more of a private person. She doesn't like the, like when people come up to me on the street or something like that, like, okay, run away.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, because some people they get overly familiar.
Some people are overly familiar.
Right? They cross the line.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Hey, absolutely. You look taller on the radio.
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. You know?
Or you're not as fat as I thought you were. Stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah, that's always cool.
Right?
You're not as dumb as I thought you were. You know, it's the same thing.
Man.
So what I'm hearing is you're getting too big for Canada, so you need to come to the United States.
Move to a place where I'm not as popular.
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know.
Oh, thanks. My career is just going great now.
What the hell are you? So when you were in school, were you in the plays? Were you
I was in a play. I did a lot of plays, a lot of theater and acting and stuff like that.
Because you have that Shakespearean.
Yes.
I mean, you can do any voice, obviously, but that seems like that would.
Yes,
you could fit in there. Yeah.
It was quite precipitous, the amount of acting and theater that happened in the classroom. I remember grade 3, we were putting on Hamlet.
It's Canada, remember. And
The first play I was in, I didn't even know, what did we do? Oh my God, this is a crazy story. This teacher for our grade five assembly decided that it would be fun to put on a minstrel show. So she had all of the everyone in the class make black masks with big red lips.
Okay, now fifth grade, help me, it's like 67, 68 for you, or right around in there, right?
Around there, yeah, 67.
Oh my gosh.
Right?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we never did anything like that in the States.
Well, obviously not. Right?
Okay, go ahead.
She used to, I mean, this is so weird when I think about it, because she used to say, instead of, you'd hear like Negro a lot back then, of course, but she said darky, the darkies.
No way.
I'm serious.
Oh, isn't that weird? When you revisit that as an adult,
well, I didn't,
you go,
and
what?
I didn't know because I didn't have any of that history back then.
Yeah,
you don't raise your hand and go, I'm a
here,
present.
Now, excuse me, Mrs. Wilson. Being a darky myself, do I have to make a mask or can I just use my own face?
Can I wear my face?
Oh, God. So isn't that the craziest shit?
That is nuts. That's right? Crazy to me.
Was she apologetic in any way? Or to
no,
you,
she thought it was perfectly normal.
Just steamrolled through the whole project, and that's what they did. And Greg's here this year, but we're doing it anyway.
We're doing it anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
And then we had...
I could hardly wrap my brain around this.
That's, right. Yeah. And everybody and all of the class got together and they sang Negro spirituals.
Okay, that part you're making up.
Oh, wow.
Is that the craziest thing?
So when your parents came to watch your play...
That did not go down so well.
I bet not.
There was a meeting with
imagine.
The principal.
They're better than.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
What's your mom? What's your mom's first name?
Ida.
Ida, get your coat. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Well,
good.
See,
good.
Because I'm doubly shocked because my impression.
Wait a minute. I just want to hear this one last number. Don't jump down, turn around, speak of it. Big Bale Cotton, jump down.
Because in my brain, I think Canada is much more mature than the United States. Mm-hmm. I think they're much more European.
They're still small towns. They're still small towns
That's right.
in Canada.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah, I was in a really rural area, you know. So
like Toronto's great. You know, I think that that's
it's very cosmopolitan.
Forward thinking.
Yeah, that's a very, I think that that's good. They're our Seattle, you know.
I would never have guessed that something like that had ever gone on in Canada, let alone in my lifetime.
I wouldn't either, and I live there. You know, like, but in retrospect, it is crazy, right?
That's crazy, but isn't it weird that you grow up and at what age did you go, wait a minute. In sixth grade, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. I'm having a repressed memory right now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, there was a lot of shit back then.
Yeah.
Oh. Back then. We had a teacher who used to drink. Her name was Mrs. Howlett. And we used to say, if you can't sing it, howl it. She would scream at the top of her lungs, just like, and I didn't realize this. I didn't know until I became an adult later.
Right.
I was a mobile disc jockey. I was doing weddings and parties.
Sure.
Write that down. We're going to get back to that. Go ahead. Oh, yeah.
And I happened to be doing this wedding. She was there with her family, her daughter.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and her husband. And they were they were helping her, and she was completely fucking smashed.
Yeah, she had been intoxicated.
Right, and then it all came back
to
her. In class.
Yeah, I figured out all of this was abuse came from her alcoholism.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So she was lit every day, you think?
I think
so. Or she was not, and that's why she was so pissed off.
Exactly. Maybe some withdrawal, right?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, when I sub, it makes me want to drink.
That's true, right? If you drink, it kind of mellows you out.
Yeah,
right?
It does. Yeah.
Or at least have a cigarette or something, right?
I haven't done that in a very long
time.
That's
good. That's
See, I see you being like... having a real good core of friends and you being maybe the glue that kept them together in high school. Is that fair to say? Or were you kind of your own guy?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than that, I was fairly, a bit of a loner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. But got along with
core group of friends and that's it.
Yeah.
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 And then eventually, and then when I got to high school, then I really went all crazy and kind of all entertainy and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Did the amateur shows or Did you have those in Canada? At the high school or?
No, but I did a lot of school assemblies, doing a lot of different characters.
And
really?
Things like that, and different voices, and I was into different variety shows, and I'm trying to remember what, you know, because I could do the thing.
Right, right, sure.
Bill Cosby.
Different voices.
Right.
Yeah, you can be Bill Cosby, right.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah, Bill Cosby, Canadian.
Yep,
yeah. Anyway. Or Philadelphia, either way. And you don't stop with grade 12 in Canada, right?
No, up until a few years ago, we had just dropped grade 13.
Really?
But we had a grade 13, yeah.
But was there a kindergarten?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what about that last class that had to do the 13?
Oh, yeah.
It sucks. Yeah. This is bullshit.
Wait a minute, yeah. Next year, they get this year off, but we have to do it. So was it just more college?
Lot of people, it was just, well, let's see, would you 6 courses, so you're working at school day and a half.
Yeah, okay.
You have 2 periods off.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, it was either math and sciences for most people, or English, whatever your major was.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So it was like a college prep that
very much
13.
So, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Decide where you want to go and
so did you go
what
right?
You want to drink. What's that?
Did you go right into college or right into entertainment, or what did you do after grade 13?
No, I did do the 13 because I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And I thought I was going to be an artist because my whole background was art.
Like painting and?
Cartoons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be a cartoonist.
That's cool.
And I ended up going to take animation at Sheridan College in Oakville.
Wow.
Yeah. And then that's where I ended up getting into animation and working on the Scooby and Scrappy-Doo show. And
yeah.
Hell, what was that? Heavy Metal, the cartoon, worked on that too. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that animated movie?
Yeah.
With all those cool songs?
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah. You worked on Heavy Metal.
Yeah. Just a little wee tiny scene.
The soundtrack really actually took off.
Yeah.
I mean, the movie was out and it did okay, but the soundtrack with Don Felder and Sammy Hagar and those guys.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah, they did music for that movie. Yeah.
So was that your springboard to get into the voices of doing, you know, cartoonish kind of things?
I think it certainly helped
a
lot because I had that background. And then when I got my first audition, I said to my agent, I'd like to do some cartoons. I used to do it when I was in college. Mm-hmm. He says, okay, well, we'll send you out on a couple auditions. We'll see what happens. My first one was Hello Kitty. And I worked on Hello Kitty. They wanted the dog's voice. They say, okay, this guy, we need him to sound like Fred Gwynne. And so he does that. Oh. So I came up with this voice right here. And his name is Grinder. Hi, kitty. So I'm doing that voice and I get onto the show and everything's great. And the director comes over and he says, you know, this is really great. I think you'd be good at doing this. I go, what do you mean this? He says, directing. I go, really? Directing? I've always wanted to direct.
Right. Everyone wants to direct. Certainly.
So your first gig, you get a directing gig from.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
That's way too quick.
How is that? How? The animation, the voice, the directing. How often does that happen that one guy does all three of those things?
Yeah. Huh. That was quite synchronous. That.
So you directed a bunch of Hello Kitties? Is that right?
No. I directed Super Mario Brothers, Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure.
Really?
Hammerman with MC Hammer.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. I remember that.
You remember that?
Oh, hell yeah, I remember that.
Hey, Stanley.
Yeah.
With the talking shoes and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, yes. Wow, I totally forgot about
what
that.
What a teeny tiny world, huh? There he is, the guy who did the talking shoes on Hammer, Hammer Time?
Hammerman.
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 Yeah. Hammerman. Yeah.
But it was Hammer that did his voice, right?
No.
You licensed him?
Okay, here's a crazy story.
Thank you.
Here's a crazy story. They thought that if they gave me the job of voicing MC Hammer and directing it, that would be too much power.
What?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that like the craziest shit you've ever heard?
It would make the best product that they could put out, but you would have too much power.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's some kind of LA thing. It's got to be, right?
Got to be, yeah.
Yeah.
That one guy, we can't have to.
So which did you do?
I ended up directing the show.
You directed the show. You didn't do any voices?
Couple of incidentals and things like that. Yeah.
Huh.
But so, but somebody else did Hammer's voice?
Not Hammer.
Yeah, some other guy. Yeah.
So I'm confused. It's a show about Hammer, but he's not involved, right?
No, he was involved. He did the live-action wraparounds. But he shot all of those separately.
Oh, it would be like when Bill Cosby did
exactly.
Fat Albert. Yeah, yeah. He would come on, we're going to learn this week about, and it was Bill, and then he'd go to the cartoons. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to learn this week about how to do your taxes.
Yeah. Well, that would be Hammerman.
Hammerman. Yeah, wasn't that his problem?
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah.
Well, who has a big giant H in the front of their house?
Well, I could.
Is that for Papa John's delivery boy or what? Yeah.
Look for the giant H.
Look for the giant H, exactly.
Yeah. So you get done with Hammerman, and had you always wanted to perform live in front of people, or... Because this seems like a very private, a very enclosed activity, directing and
not
drawing
public,
cartoons and doing voices.
At the same time, all that happened, I was just getting into stand-up.
Oh.
And when I was in stand-up, I missed directing, but when I was in directing, I really missed stand-up.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't it funny that we had a therapist, he's a psychologist, right, Dr. Will?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had him on the last podcast we did. Can I say that?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah. just did it, yes.
I guess we just did it. But it's funny, we were talking about the creative mind and the artist's mind. This might be the most successful, organized, artistic mind I've ever met. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I
it's
agree.
So many times you meet someone who's so creative, not even as creative as you, and they struggle. Like, there's the depression and there's the substance abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem so productive and so creative and so great.
Wow.
And so even.
Yeah.
Unless you're hiding something.
No.
And what is that?
Yeah. Nothing.
I just stay focused. I mean, you just have to stay focused, right?
Do you your parents, your upbringing, do you think that had something to do with it?
I don't know, because I don't remember them being like, they knew I was going to be different.
Right. And did they encourage it? I mean, obviously they didn't squelch it.
Would your father have wanted you to do something more traditional? Or was he familiar? Or he thought that was...
Oh, he would have been.
Yeah. He didn't push it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he offered that as an option.
Cartoons or something like that instead of financial management. Why don't you get into that or something?
I mean, yeah.
Well, my dad, he was a welder.
Oh, so was my dad.
Uh-huh.
No way.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is so cool. Did your dad ever take you down to the shop?
Sure did.
And
my brother and I. Yeah,
same thing.
The smell of the welding and
those smells still. And it's and actually as an adult I went and took a class, like a real class, and wanted to learn more about how to do it. And
wow.
Because I was always like, yeah, that would be so cool to do. And you know, my dad's like, the hell you are. You know,
right.
He did not want me to have anything to do.
But her dad can weld, like, I'm gonna say, I might get this wrong, but he can weld like a metal handrail onto whatever you need, and you can't tell where the welds are.
Where the seams are. Yeah, that's
where it's amazing.
Yeah. That is good.
Yeah, he's really good. He's a perfectionist.
Good
Yeah. But it's neat. It's for people that are creative and to grow up with your dad doing something so tangible.
Right.
Like, he works on this, and then there is a finished product, and more than likely, there are going to be people using this product.
That is true. And so what you're saying is that work ethic has to transfer over
somehow,
right? Sure,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. What did your mom do?
She was a nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
I guess she was good with her hands, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any pills? She was a nurse. I mean, anything she left you or anything like that?
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
And then she worked at a textile place, too, a textile factory.
So did my mom.
No way.
Wait
a minute. Are you from Canada?
You guys are brother and sister. I don't know if you know this or not.
Surprise. I'm the sister he hates.
We didn't want to tell. That's why it's been so awkward. Jess is his sister. And, oh, gosh. So then you start doing stand-up more and more. Do you still miss... cartoons?
Oh yeah, I mean that's the easiest paycheck ever.
Right.
Well,
right?
I mean I couldn't go get hired at Warner Brothers. I don't to make cartoons, but so what's is it just like breathing to you to make a cartoon and do the voices for it?
That's the most one of the most exciting things to creating that voice and that mm-hmm. character. And once you get into it,
yeah,
I mean, you just fall right into it, whatever that character is,
right?
You know,
yeah.
I mean, there was one show I did like three different characters.
Wow.
So I would have to like flip back and forth in between mm-hmm. the different voices. Mm-hmm. When I was working on Police Academy, the cartoon, I was doing Hightower and what's the guy, that did, Michael Winslow's character mm-hmm. that did the...
Oh, what's his name?
Yeah.
What was Michael? Not Tackleberry.
Michael Winslow's character. What was it?
I'll tell you a Michael Winslow story while you're thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, please.
We'd become pretty good friends with Bobcat Goldthwait, mm-hmm. who was in some of the Police Academy movies. And he went on set one day, and I guess Michael Winslow was all that stuff. And Bobcat just walked over to him and goes, "Michael, no." They just about had it with him mm-hmm. doing these noises and stuff. And I can't imagine...
Have you met him before?
Michael Winslow?
Michael Winslow?
No, I haven't. Huh?
Yes, he. I thought he was here.
He was here one time. Yeah. That's right. That's
is he Canadian?
Right.
He
No. But he's kind of in his own world, too, right? He has a very, right?
Yeah.
Larvell Jones. So. Was that his name in Police Academy? Does that sound right?
Larvell Jones. Yeah. Yeah, it is Jones. It is Jones. Yeah. Okay.
Jones.
Yeah.
Jones, get in here.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm working on that show, and I'm doing all of the different sound effects with my mouth, mm-hmm. just like... Winslow and then they come in and they replace them all in post with real sound effects.
No, they didn't.
I go, "You son of a bitch."
Oh my God.
Right? I acted my ass off.
Yeah.
Doing all those different sounds.
And then they
it's a cartoon, right?
Yeah. Right.
So yeah.
Holy moly.
Yeah. So, of your cartoon characters, what's one that's you're most proud of? You know, one that's like, all right, what's one of your favorites, proud of, it developed greatly, that kind of thing?
Let's see. The one show I really loved was Stunt Dogs. Loved working on that show.
Okay.
Because it was just, and the dogs was spelled D-A-W-G-S.
Sure.
Wow, before it was cool to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because they're all dog, you know. Bow, wow, wow. And I had like, yeah. And I had to do three voices there. One was Velda, and she was like a Flip Wilson character.
Oh.
Like, my man, I love you, Crash, baby. And then Crash was kind of an Eddie Murphy sounding kind of voice. Mm-hmm.
Vita, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And then the other guy was kind of a Dudley Do-Right voice.
Crash, come here right now.
You know, that sort of.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And what do these dogs do? What were they?
They weren't real dogs,
though.
They were
guys. People.
They were actually stunt guys that worked in the movies.
I remember this cartoon.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, I just wanted, I was like, why does it sound so familiar? It had a very, it had a comic book look, and I loved those comic books. You know, so that's what it is. Okay. I don't know.
Unbelievable.
We had a riot. At the end of that show, we had an hour's worth of outtakes that the technician had just saved up, and mm-hmm. we played them. We put them all on one disc mm-hmm. and gave them mm-hmm. away at the end of the season as a
kind that's
of a
cool.
laugh. Yeah, it was really nice.
But you know what? That goes back to like when we were on the road. That was the funnest part. Was the behind the scenes. Was
right?
The goofing off on the side stage. Yeah. And it was really. Yeah, so that's always, when you have a good work environment,
because actors are like children, right?
Oh, yeah.
And you have to provide a playground for them to play
in. Yeah, exactly.
The more comfortable they are, mm-hmm. the better the play.
The better the work.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Better
very
the work,
true.
Yeah.
Very
that's
true.
Absolutely right.
Huh.
So are you...
Other than that, I can't stand them.
Are you doing any cartoons now, or you want to get back in, or...
I would love to get back into it.
Is it just too successful what you're doing?
It's all been taken over by celebrities now.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Yeah. I don't know why they
Well, Disney kind of, this sounds crazy, but I always feel like Disney has this, like this garden, like some kind of Cabbage Patch Kid kind of thing. And they grow them and then they have this crop of kids that they use for the cartoons and the voices and the,
and for the next
High School
show,
Musical. And the next, yeah, they do.
And then they bring them up
I know
up
that
again.
Sounds
it's
terrible.
A, it's a
but
plantation.
It's, yes, kind of. It's the Disney plantation. I don't know if you can visit there.
With Uncle,
I don't know
with
if
Uncle Remus.
I don't know if there's rides.
And isn't it a lovely morning? Anyway.
Now, how's your little voice? Zippity doo dah.
No, are you? You pretty much. You just don't have time now to do cartoons because you're out every weekend, or
yeah, that's true. I would have to be home, and that would be difficult.
It would be difficult to not have to get on a plane every week, and yeah.
Well, no, I don't like that waiting around, like when you have to wait around for a gig.
Yeah, sure.
You know, there's
sure.
always a promise that maybe something might happen.
Right.
I did toy with the idea last year. I looked up. Looked into getting an agent again and just taking the summer off and then working.
And seeing
like
what
that.
Happened. Mm-hmm. Going out on auditions.
Yeah, it'd be kind of fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, and if you're in Vegas, you know,
well, that's
LA
true.
Is nice and close, right?
That's true.
Is it like
very
4 hours?
Yeah. 3 or 4 hours.
30-minute flight or whatever. Right. 45,
flight,
whatever. Yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
And flying to Burbank. I just hear people say that when they go to Vegas to LA, you got to fly into Burbank. Like it's some secret, I guess. I don't go to LAX. Go to Burbank.
Huh.
Well, it's easier to get down.
Yeah.
Easier to get downtown.
Downtown, yeah. And get into the, yeah.
See, you know that.
Yeah.
You know all that stuff. Yeah. You know all those secrets. You're cut out for Vegas.
Oh.
Would you like to have like 6 months at a hotel? Or
I would love that.
Yeah? Really?
I would. I know that sounds
because
crazy.
Because you, I'm sure many, 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 many people have seen your performance on stage, but it is very, it's unique and it's wonderful, and you see it and you'll never forget it, and it's mm-hmm. almost produced. Can you imagine what you could do in a Vegas theater with your closing
right?
number? Yeah,
with backup singers and
the lighting,
yes. costumes, and oh my gosh, I would love that.
There's so many comedians that talk about having a one-man show, but literally
he already has
the one-man show and he could make it huge, you know. And it's just
I guess I'd have to start at the Golden Nugget or something like that. Work my way up, would I? I mean, it's tough now because big, they're huge companies. They want, I don't know.
But even if you started opening up for like who are the big guys out there in Vegas now? There's some really great people that you could probably even consider opening for to get your foot in the door.
Would that be a way of doing it?
I think so. Do you know Frank Caliendo?
I do. Well, I don't know him personally, but
yeah. He had a show out there for a while.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But he hated it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he did? Well, he has a family. I think that's another. I mean, your mindset is there.
Yeah.
Your family, your wife would be.
Yeah, she'd be with you. That's no worries.
As you said, she doesn't have a choice.
She doesn't have a choice.
She will join me. And because she's my woman.
I would love it, man. I think that would be the cat's ass.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
So I have it written down, Chick. We'll come back around. He mentioned the mobile DJ.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the mobile.
Let's hear about that.
I did the weddings and the mobile DJ.
Did you really?
At about the same time, probably, because technology now is like you take your laptop and you have these unbelievable speakers. And, but I had the big turntables, the two turntables contained in one unit. Did you do this?
I'm laughing because I'm thinking two turntables and a microphone.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, is this a joke?
Move through the room like ambulance drivers. And no, it had legs on it, and you put leg, and it would set up.
Yeah.
And you these awful speakers, but they were big, and they were loud, and they were okay.
Yep.
And I had some of the best times doing that. I did it for probably, I don't know, 6 months maybe. Because
you had the best time. Is that what you just said?
Why only six months? What happened?
Cars, just what I needed. I go, no, I don't have any other cars. Well, shit, you ain't got no music at all. And then they walk
and
away.
Then Chick would take it personally.
And I'd take it personally. It's about, but it was very, I mean, even then, because people want to spend money for weddings and things. And I mean, you make $300 or $400 in a night, and then, you know, some some people would tip.
And that's what my mom did, actually. Yeah. She did not. She was not a nurse, or she didn't work in textiles, but she was a bar DJ.
Wow.
When I was growing up. So,
that
yeah.
is so cool.
It was cool when I was 9, you know. It was just like I've said this before, she was up in that booth on the side of the dance floor, yeah. and we would go there after school, and we would get Shirley Temples, and it was just like, you know, my mom is famous. My mom is some kind of star, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... I don't know. I think that's funny.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, even back then when I had my mobile DJ show, I tried to make it into a Vegas show because I had.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I had like, I got lights and I thought like, oh, I need bigger lights. I need more lights. I would have like the spinny ones. That. Sure. Like,
oh, yeah.
Those.
Yeah.
I had a neon sign, my name in a neon sign that
that's
we carried.
That's awesome.
It that couldn't like, have been cheap.
No. It was like a... It was like about 100 pounds.
Oh my god!
It was really, really fucking heavy. And two guys, it would take two people to carry it. We put it up in the van,
right?
And if I didn't have it propped up in the van properly, and we took a corner too fast,
oh, the neon
yeah.
break.
Yeah,
so you'd have to replace the neon
yeah.
every now and then.
Yeah.
Mm. So all of your profits went right back into the business. It sounds like. With the disco ball and
not
the neon
too business
sign.
Savvy. Yeah.
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 Well, you had much more of a production than I did. I can tell you that.
I used to do costumes back then too.
A nice shirt. Oh, really? Like a big, like the big closing? Or
I had like a Ghostbusters suit.
Oh yes.
I had like with fog.
Oh yeah.
And smoke. I had like
that's awesome.
A Superman suit. I had a bird suit for the chicken dance.
And you would do weddings and dances and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And when people had their birthdays, I would pie them, but not with a cream pie, like a shaving lotion pie.
Right.
And I got banned from the Moose Lodge.
Oh my god!
Because when I creamed somebody, and then they thought, "Oh, this is fun," and they started creaming other people, and it turned into one of those cream pie fights. Yeah.
Oh.
A cream pie fight.
And so you got banned from the Moose.
That sounds like a dirty movie.
Cream pie fight.
Oh, banned from the Moose?
Or cream pie fight.
Okay.
Yeah, see, Jason, a cream pie is it? Oh, never mind.
No, Greg looks like he could go DJ right now. He's got the hoodie. He's got the hair. It's like, take your headphones off, put on one ear.
One ear on your headphone.
Scratch a bit.
Yeah,
look
scratch
at
with
that.
Your elbow.
Yes.
There you
go. We got some Super Tramp coming at you. Super Tramp.
That's such a fad now, though. I mean, that sounds bad, but I think like Lindsay Lohan spins or something too. And it's not even DJing or whatever you say. I mean,
really?
You spin.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
that.
that's a big thing. That's like a, I don't know.
Like a celebrity spinner tonight will be.
Wow.
Yeah, but I think like there's people who do it for serious. Like I think Childish Gambino.
Donald Glover.
Glover. He's on Community. I don't know if you. He's really good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. I think it is. It's a really. It's kind of a fad thing too.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, but don't you have to have some skill to spin, though, don't you?
That's what I mean, the fad part. Like, there's kids doing it that have no business
doing
it.
Oh, I gotcha, I gotcha. What, the beat, or the beats don't match up?
Yes. Or their parents can afford the really expensive equipment, but the kids can't do it. Yeah,
right. Yeah. As with all fads, there are those that shouldn't be taking up the fad. Uh-huh.
Better than a drum set any day, right?
Yeah, at least there's headphones with the
spinning. What happened to flipping headphones lately? Like, they're all $300.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the
we
fuck,
were talking
man?
About that. Isn't that crazy?
That's bullshit.
Yes, it's nuts.
Yeah,
it's
well,
nuts.
She wants to get a special pair for that podcast.
Because I wanted to get my own pair, and then I went shopping for them, and I was like, oh, these will do.
Hey, she's still trying to pay off her Vitamix,
right,
for God's sake.
I've got payments to make.
Well, you know why the headphones are so expensive? It's magnet technology. Did you know that?
Magnets.
That's why magnets are so small and sound so great, and because the
magnets.
The advances in magnet technology are crazy. They're stronger. They're smaller.
You're so full of
shit.
You're
yanking my shit right now, right?
I am.
Jason, can you help him talk this out?
Well, no. My thing is it's probably an okay headset of headphones. It's the fact that Dr. Dre's name is on the side.
That's
well,
true.
That's
true.
Absolutely.
Right.
That's true.
That's what
okay.
I
what's
absolutely.
Your source on the magnet bullshit you're trying to get to?
He has no source.
I the internet news articles.
And they can't put it on the internet unless it's true.
Yep.
They go into the magnet mines.
That's how World War II started. You know that. The internet. Anyway.
And magnets.
And magnets.
Okay, so let's talk music. You're obviously a big fan of Rush, right?
Oh, yeah. Love that.
I'm a big fan myself.
Yeah.
You like Rush? Oh,
what? Technically, it's perfect.
Right? And it's only three guys. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
I still think there's a big secret, and there's like nine guys underneath the stage.
So it is a great live show.
Pay no attention to that man behind the curtain.
Yeah, right.
They're doing the Super Bowl next year, right?
Rush
is? And then the six other guys are going to jump out of the
like Beyonce.
Like Beyonce.
Yeah.
Now, do you get the Super Bowl in Canada?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, but you know what? We don't get the commercials.
Shut the
No, really?
Yeah.
What is do they show? Bullshit,
right?
That is.
What do they show?
Canadian commercials.
Canadian
they cover
Tire
over all
commercials.
Of it.
Tim Hortons commercials.
Oh, my gosh. The carpet outlet? Oh, no. Tim Hortons is a restaurant.
The coffee. Yeah, the coffee, yeah. Coffee and donut place.
Oh. Yes. We don't have to.
Yes, that's huge.
Yeah, some places you do.
Yeah, northern areas.
Oh, yeah, like Ontario. Yeah. I mean, Ohio and Michigan.
Ohio has it?
Yeah.
What TV show in Canada is wildly popular in Canada and we don't have any idea about it? Or is it like BBC stuff there? No, Canada produces their own television shows.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, Mr. D?
Mr. D.
Yeah.
No idea.
I have no idea. No.
What does he do?
As a teacher. I know. How about Corner Gas?
Corner,
do you guys get that?
Corner Gas? No. Mm-hmm.
No,
I get Corner Gas after Funyuns and a whatchamacallit.
Look up Corner Gas. That's huge.
Huh. Really?
Yeah.
Sitcom?
Yeah.
Hmm. See, I know there's a great, I love on HGTV, there's a show called Homes on Homes.
Yes.
And he's Canadian, right?
Yes, he is. That's huge. A good
he
show.
He does is shot and done in Canada.
I forgot all about that.
And that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, that's huge here.
All that HGTV stuff is...
Is CBC, because it'll come up
comes,
with a,
right?
a maple yeah. leaf, it comes mm-hmm. out of Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, whatever it is, at the end of the...
They're usually funded. It's a co-production between mm-hmm. an American company and the Canadian government.
And I think what is that? How they make that? How the on the Science Channel?
It's
Canadian.
How it's made.
How it's made is Canadian.
How they make that?
Yeah. How they make that?
Yo, how they make that?
Yo, how they make that? So are you? Do you have a timetable on moving to Vegas, or is that what you've decided on?
I would like to sometime this year. I'd like to get. Yeah. We'd like to get there.
In home, townhouse, hopefully. Hotel room.
Home. Okay, maybe you can help me with this dilemma.
Okay.
Would it be a house or should I get like a loft? We like lofts while being city people.
Sure. Right.
You know, I love lofts and condos, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But if we move into a house, my wife is not going to feel all that secure. We're going to want to get a dog. She's going to want to get a dog. I don't want to get a dog.
Then get a loft.
Yeah. You got to go with
I'm
the
sorry,
loft.
But it's if I had the option, I would live in a loft. There's no maintenance. There's no mm-hmm. upkeep. There's always
right?
someone to come fix. And yeah, it's just, I mean, but you know.
But I got to have like three bedrooms or something because everybody's going to want to come down and stay with us.
Add me to the Greg! What's up?
It's Hotel Greg.
It's a beautiful place.
We got to get out of our place. We're spending about 21. Yeah, he just bumped it up to $2,100 a month.
Oh wow!
And he wanted to put it up to 24. We're in a condo.
Yeah,
this high rise condo, and it's just been insane. They've been building another one right next door to us, and every morning they start at about 7 o'clock. They pick up the heaviest thing they can find, and then they drop it. And then they take an hour off after we're already awake. It's insane. There is so much noise. Then we've got the Macarena boys, which I like to call them the Macarena boys,
yeah, uh-huh.
because every weekend, all these young guys have a party, and they play the Macarena. Who do you know who's like in their 20s and they play the Macarena?
Over and over and over?
Yeah, I left a couple of iTunes cards on their doorstep. Get some new fucking music. So they go out the next week and they start playing Gangnam Style.
Oh, no.
Oh, I just wanted to fucking kill myself.
Oh, that's awful. That's awful.
No good.
And we've got like, we're in this brand new building. All the wiring is all fucked up. We have no cable. And we live right across the street. From the headquarters of the cable company. Like you could zip line from our building to
cable.
The cable. Yeah.
They could zip line a cable over to your place, but, yeah. but you don't have. You don't
Literally.
Have... Oh
That's
my gosh.
Crazy. Yeah, you should definitely move to Vegas. We,
Yeah, we have no cable. We've had no cable for.
They have cable in Vegas.
They do?
Yeah.
Thank God.
Or satellite dish or something.
Oh, my God. It's just been quite trying. And then living across the way from Blanket Boy.
Who's?
The original?
Who's Blanket Boy?
Blanket Boy, this guy that he hasn't
I
had.
I thought you were Michael Jackson.
That's why I said the original Blanket Boy.
Blanket. Whatever his name was. Yeah.
This is the guy who can't afford curtains.
He's, oh.
Yeah, living in a $2,000 a month condo, and he's got a great big blanket up in front of his window.
Okay, I got you.
Does the blanket fall down now and then?
Does he ever have to use it?
Not that I wanted to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, big naked guy. What is
Watches
that?
My wife doing yoga. He's a creeper. Right?
What do you see is like his face like pull off to the side?
You know, he'll take the blanket down, and for entertainment, he watches our building.
Oh, my
God. He's standing there with a cigarette, smoking a cigarette, watching my wife do yoga. I'm going like, you creepy fuck.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'd have to go over there, I would think. Or something.
Right?
Yeah, I'd have to go over there and get my ass kicked.
You would, yeah. You would.
I'm telling you.
Immediately. Yeah, I'd start some shit.
I'd like to see you start some shit.
I'll start some shit. What's your problem? We should start some shit.
Okay.
Well, so Greg, it's time to move.
Greg.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
Website information, things like that?
GregMorton.com.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Twitter is at Greg Morton Comic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To talk
no
politics.
Facebook. No Facebook.
No Facebook. No Facebook.
I have a fan page. Yeah. What do you think of that?
Facebook. There was
I
like
it better without.
There was like a story just like a week ago. 60% of people on Facebook are stopping.
Really?
For at least a week. They just had it. It's just too.
You know what? All
it's
of,
too busy. Too
all
nosy.
The Catholic people I know give it up for Lent.
Oh, yeah, I bet so, yeah.
Is that right?
Honest, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Can you imagine the people at Facebook all of a sudden see their numbers start going down after next week? Go, what's going on?
Yeah. They have to know. I
you
bet they
so?
Notice. Yeah, they have to notice.
I think they're freaking right now because they don't know. Nobody knows what the next thing's going to be.
Yeah, I know. There's no. Well, there's Foursquare. That's fairly new.
That's
and
like
kind
a
of under,
stalking device, though, isn't it?
It is not a stalking device.
Like, you know where people are at all
you
to check in.
You can check in on Facebook, can't you?
Yeah, you can check in on Twitter. But, I mean.
Although it's the same thing.
But there's nothing else to do on Foursquare but check in, right?
I don't think you can comment. Yeah, I don't think I think it's just, hey, this is where
that's
I
been
am.
Around a little while.
I know, but it's not as popular as the other
two. No.
Yeah.
No.
You just check in? That's all you do?
Yeah,
you
just like, this is but where I am.
Part of it is you try to check in so many times a month. You try to check into some certain place and you become the mayor and all this crap. It's,
right.
It's,
and there's, what? And then, it's but then other people check in
it
and
is.
You see who else is there. Yeah, it's kind
stupid.
Of a weird. It is.
That's crazy town.
Yeah, don't even bother.
Yeah. No, it's
fuck Foursquare.
I think.
What I
let's start a movement.
Yeah.
Let's start some shit.
Occupy Foursquare. We'll start some shit at Foursquare. Me and Greg, we're going to start some shit.
I have to admit that I honestly almost said to Greg, listen, we cuss in here sometimes, but I know you're clean and you never say a cuss word ever. So the whole time he's been ripping them. I got to flip.
Oh, you said I could rip. And
no, it's great.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's more than what I get to do at home, so it's nice. It's nice to be
you're the boss.
Not be in a fuck-free environment. You know?
He'll curse a couple times on stage every now and then.
Yeah. Hurricane motherfucker. That's
and
my
kids,
favorite.
And kids, because today's kids, you have to beat them.
Oh.
Yeah, beat the shit out of them before they kill you.
Before they kill you, that's right.
Your whole piece about the playgrounds, the jungle gyms now versus then. I don't know if you still do that, but I saw you years ago do that, and that was one of my favorite pieces.
Oh, man, thanks.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
big fan.
Of course, you're closing. Okay, look for Greg Morton in your area. And his big finish at all of his shows.
Yeah.
We tell you about that, and then you will tell others when you see it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Greg, for being on the podcast.
This has been a pleasure. I love this, man.
Isn't this
good,
fun?
Thank you.
It's excellent.
We just hang out and have a good time. Thanks, Jess.
Thank you.
See you, Jason.
Yeah, we have a lunch today?
Yeah, we are.
Yep, we're doing the live off-the-air podcast. Can I say where? And look for it.
Go to the website.
Go to the website. It will be updated, chickmcgee.com, and you'll see.
And you'll tweet it out.
And I will tweet it when it becomes a reality, but it's going to be in a couple weeks while you're hearing this, so you'll know all about it. Please come out.
Oh, yeah, baby.
See us in person.
Feel the funk now.
We'll have a great time.
Let's go start some shit.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.